And that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
There are plenty of things going on this weekend and next week in the Waco area. You can visit actlocallywaco.org to see our full calendar of events. Brody and I are going to talk about a few of these events.
But before we do, please remember, as you go out and about in the community, remember to be safe, and if you're not yet vaccinated, mask up.
Tonight, you can experience a night of Victorian funeral customs at the McCulloch House at 407 Columbus Avenue.
The Twilight Tour starts at 7 and features Victorian funeral practices, a Ouija demonstration, and a presentation by a funeral director.
More info and tickets can be found at historicwaco.org/upcomingevents.
This weekend, the Brazos Theater is celebrating 6 years of keeping Waco wacko.
They didn't get to celebrate their fifth birthday last year, so they're coming back big to do the time warp again.
Doors open at 9, pre-show at 9:30, and the film at 10. BYOB and snack bar will be open, and prop bags will be available for purchase. Tickets at brazostheater.com.
Join the Mayborn on Saturday from 11 to 3 for a museum-wide event to experience cool science.
Sikkim Science Day is a celebration of all things science at the Mayborn Museum in collaboration with students and faculty of Baylor University. Hands-on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math activities will be featured throughout the museum, including the fan-favorite Chemistry Magic Show at 2 o'clock.
Bring your whole family to experience the wonders of science and let their discoveries spark the future.
Saturday, head out to Mother Neff State Park outside of Moody for a fall festival. It's hosted by the Mother Neff State Park Association. Park entry fees will be waived during the event.
The event will feature the Buffalo Soldiers, scavenger hunts, children's games and crafts, lead interpretive hikes, Central Texas Master Naturalists, and a Dutch oven cooking demonstration.
Also on Saturday, Brotherwell Brewing at 400 East Bridge Street and the Animal Birth Control Clinic will be having the fourth annual Dogtoberfest, benefiting the Animal Birth Control Clinic's community outreach program.
This program provides resources and transportation for many underserved Central Texas families who are unable to reach veterinary care for their cats and dogs. The goal of ABC's program is to keep families and pets happier, healthier, out of shelters, rescues, and off the streets.
There will be food, beer, live music, a microchip and nail trim station, that is for the dogs, a dog-friendly photo opportunity by Waco Luxury Picnics, vendors, and a puppy splash pad. This all happens between noon and 5 p.m. Admission to the event is free, but food and drink tickets are sold separately.
For more dog-friendly events after Dogtoberfest, hit up the Dr. Pepper Museum at 300 South 5th for the Dr. Pepper event.
Yes.
From 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Audrey's Pastries and AB Creations will be on hand. There will be a puppy Halloween costume contest, and you can enjoy some floats, drinks, and puppuccinos. And the Humane Society will be there too, helping you find your new best friend.
It's time to grab your brooms and crawl out of your tombs for another Skeleton Market this Sunday. Experience over 30 amazing local vendors, artists, live music, and food. It is fun for the whole family.
Shop small all day at the local Waco Bosque Shopping Center from 12 to 4 p.m.
Do you go big for Halloween?
Yes, every year.
Really?
Big.
Best costume ever?
Yeah, costume not so much. Everything else, very much.
Okay. My mother dyed a mop head red one year for a Raggedy Ann costume.
I love that. That's so cute.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
And remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send me all the details at actlocallywaco.org. We will get that listed on our website. And with time permitting, you might even hear it here on the radio.